Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here he is, Krusty.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. And thank you to Greystone for being a part of this one as well. I'm going to ask you guys a question. You know, as much, and this is something that I was just noticing about watching Kansas City's offense. And Dallas playing a little bit of that five-man line stuff, right? If you're playing a team that throws the ball or calls plays, say 68% of the time, pass plays, you playing more five-man line, or are you playing your normal four-man line stuff and trying to play a little bit more in coverage?
I think versus the Chiefs, you want to play in coverage because their run game is just not explosive enough to really scare you. They got to put together 10, 12-play drives. And
Pacheco's back supposedly this week.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be back.
He's going to play, yeah.
So that adds probably a tick more of explosiveness, but yeah. Even he, throughout his time there, has not been Mr. Explosive by any stretch.
Sure. Downhill runner, physical.
Yeah. They'll grind out tough, 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah.
I think, for me, it's just get your best players on the field, and your three best defensive linemen are those three defensive tackles. So,
fair.
And then Ezeraku's your best rusher. I think everybody else, and Clowney's come on a little bit. I mean, maybe you want to go, you know, with the four line of Ezeraku and Clowney as your ends, and then you can just rotate, you know, Kenny Clark and Osa along with Quinnen Williams. But I think having those three defensive tackles on the field is that you're playing your best players. And to me, it's more, that's what it's more about than just necessarily the five-man line to try and stop the run. It's just how can we get these guys on the field and get them more snaps?
No, they played, the five-man line's been good against the run.
Oh, it has been.
Yeah.
But I think now, like, Quinnen Williams is good against the run. Like, I don't think they'd take necessarily a hit if they wanted to play Quinnen with Kenny or Osa, and now with the way that Ezeraku and Clowney are playing against the run, I think they'd be okay. I just like the idea of trying to get more snaps with all three of those guys out there together.
I'd lean on the analytics, Brian, and that's a cop-out answer for me, you know, coming up a way to say, I'm just learning more about this five-man down line, the strengths and weaknesses, so I'm looking forward to learning.
Yeah, I went back and looked at, of the 11 games, they had 7 opponents where they did not face a five-man line.
Okay.
The teams that played five-man line against them were Detroit, Buffalo. That was only one play each, so it was probably a goal line situation. Vegas played 8 snaps, but last week Indy played 11 snaps with five-man line, and for a total of 47 yards, 4.2 a play, and 1 touchdown is what they did there. And Dallas has been getting into that, you know, of course, been getting into it quite a bit. Let me ask you this. Here's another thing, just looking at this football team. And you guys watch a lot of ball, so, and I was curious. I don't have a good answer for this. Why do you think teams play their defense this way against Kansas City? I was looking at the spacing, you know, because you're trying to kind of figure out how teams defend Kansas City. I didn't realize this. Like, only Atlanta faces a safety closer to the line of scrimmage than Kansas City. Hmm. The average safety is 10.7 yards away from the line of scrimmage when you play the Chiefs. And is that because of all the underneath stuff they throw? That's the run after catch? Because, and then that, like I say, then you get their linebackers. Nobody plays their linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage against a team than Kansas City gets. Three yards, almost about 3.5 yards of depth. Why do you think teams crowd them like that?
Because I think so much of what they do well is in the short to intermediate, the screen game, all that kind of stuff. Like, they're not able to really push the ball down the field. Wolchuk mentioned Tyquan Thornton, who's not a household name by any...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Stretch, but he's their deep ball guy.
He is, like, he is one of the better ones. Like when they launch that thing, he's got a chance.
He's like the only one. Everything else is Rashee Rice at the line of scrimmage or a screen here or get the ball out quick. Here's Kelce for 5 yards. Like, everything is just within sort of a 10-yard box, and so I think that's where you're really trying to make your hay. And then, I don't know, does some of it have to do with the fear of Mahomes scrambling?
Yeah,
and just having enough bodies around from that standpoint. I just think that your defenses are not scared of them pushing the ball down the field, so they might as well crowd things in the middle and towards the line of scrimmage. That's just my
If you're Dallas Dawson, do you think about crowding these guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think number one, you want to make sure you're stopping the run. Once you've made them one dimensional and the game gets longer on, they're gonna give up running just like the last two opponents have. But also, I want to disguise pressure, so I want to get as many guys up here as possible, give them a home stuff to think about, and then change at the snap.
Yeah, I'm all about play as tight as possible.
Sure.
I mentioned that earlier where I want to be physical, I want to get a jam with these receivers because they're undersized outside of Rice, and then even with Kelce. Right, like Kelce's not, the age is certainly a factor there. I mean, he doesn't move as well as he used to either. So, you know, try and throw off timing. And I know Mahomes is great when things break down and he's made a living off of the scrambles and I'm extending plays. But I think if you're able to kind of just muck things up in this game, kind of make it ugly and gross, I think the pressure up the middle is going to be an issue for Mahomes as well.
Yeah.
We've seen that in his two Super Bowl losses against Tampa Bay and Philly.
No, you're absolutely right, because if you just look at the metrics on that, and that was because I was thinking about with them being compromised at guard. You know, can you pressure? But Mahomes has just completed 37% of his passes. It's the third lowest, and he's averaged only 6.2 yards per attempt. That's the 18th fewest when he's faced interior pressure. He's faced interior pressure 14% of his dropbacks. So the pressure's been giving him problems. It's the lowest It's the third lowest mark in the NFL when he has to deal with pressure when you look at his completion percentage.
Yeah, I think that'll be probably the deciding factor in the game.
Yeah, I do too. I think absolutely. On the defensive side of the ball, you're gonna get a ton of press coverage, is what you're gonna get. You're gonna get what's happened to them a little bit though is they just haven't been as effective when it comes to getting pressure themselves. They're very much a man and very much blitz, but they haven't been generating the pressures that they've had in the past.
Yeah, Chris Jones is not the same player. George Karloftis is really the only guy that they have.
Yeah. And Bolton hasn't been as good this year.
Yeah, yeah. And in a perfect world, I think Karloftis is probably your second pass rusher, and he's kind of having to do all the heavy lifting for them right now.
Yeah, and just to kind of circle back around, the Chiefs have blitzed opposing quarterbacks the ninth highest rate in the league, 32.2. And that marks on par with what their blitz tendencies of Spagnuolo has done in the season. But they have only generated pressures on 35% of their blitzes.
Wow.
So that's the lowest mark by Spagnuolo defense by 6 percentage points. Additionally, their quick pressure rate blitz is 21%, which is also the lowest mark with Spagnuolo as the defensive coordinator. So they've struggled to get pressure off their blitzes, and they play so much man coverage that's kind of been a little bit of a problem for them. Trent McDuffie, I think, is their best corner by far.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you watch the way that he plays, and just a ton of, like I say, the man coverage, the way he's able to get up on you. He has not allowed 40 yards in any game this year.
Yeah, I saw that, man. He's only allowed like 5 yards per target in coverage this season. That's like top five in the league.
Yeah. And another thing, though, too, is this is a good tackling defense. For all the things that they've dealt with, these guys do not miss tackles. So Dallas
third lowest in the NFL.
Dallas has kind of done some things where they've been some run after the catches and things like that. They will be challenged. Like Kansas City's defense tackles very, very well.
They've never met George Pickens, though, have they?
They have not met George Pickens, but that will be the matchup. But I think there's some things absolutely that they could do to this. Like I say, the middle pressure, I think, on Mahomes. But him running the ball, man, you have got to be just on the screws when it comes to that, because that's the thing. When you're watching those plays where the big plays, the chunk plays, a lot of it is him running the football when the pocket breaks down.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. And coming up next, it's a daily football fix with Wolchuk, buddy.
Nut shots, coaching rumors, and Turkey Day injury updates. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.